Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
It's Matt Munhall joining me in Studio A this morning. He's got a CD out. It's his fourth release, and I'll have some questions for him in a few minutes. First, we're going to hear a song from him. Welcome to Studio A this morning, Matt.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in. And what is the first song you're going to play for us today?
Heart of Man.
Hospital. Daughter just coded. They say it's touch and go. Mom starts to panic. Voices shaking on the phone. Before the sun goes down, I gotta make it home. And for the first time, I can feel the heart of man. Knuckles are wet. Gripping the wheel in my hand. From the breath in my lungs to the prayer on my tongue, I can feel the heart of man. Visions of my father, he wasn't Superman. But he saved that man from jumping off the Hoover Dam. Oh, I was watching from a distance. It wasn't hard to see. When I asked him how he did it, he said it wasn't me. Said it was the heart of man. I walked to the edge without a word, reached out my hand. And from the breath in my lungs to the prayer on tongue, I can feel the heart of man. Miles, 200 miles, 100 miles, and I'm there. Now I'm holding my baby. Mama's running her fingers through her hair. I gotta believe she knows we're there. And only time will tell. Will she live or die? I'm telling you right now, I can see in her eyes. Baby's got the heart of man. She's fighting for life, gripping my finger in her hand. From the breath in my lungs to the prayer on my tongue, I can feel the heart of man. Yeah, from the breath in her lungs to the prayer on tongue, I can feel the heart of man.
You're listening to Matt Munhall performing live in Studio A. All four of your CDs have a lot of folks helping you out, song here and there, and your fourth release is no different, but one of the folks on that is Charlie Sexton. Can you just tell us, well, first, who he is, and how did you swing getting him to help you out on the CD, and what was it like working with him?
Well, I first saw Charlie playing with Bob Dylan, and I was really very impressed, and he's an exciting guitar player, plays electric guitar, and he's from Texas. He started playing real young and got hooked up with guys like Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jimmy Vaughan, and he ended up doing some super pop type in the 80s, he was also playing with a bunch of different people and did some producing. And then he started playing with Dylan. I guess he's been on probably 4 or 5 Dylan albums. And, you know, he's played off and on with Dylan. So anyway, you know, I had complete admiration and, you know, respect for his playing and everything. And I happened to meet a close friend of his, and we hit it off, and it happened to be the day I got back from Nashville when I made the agreement to make the record with Brad Jones, which was very exciting. So I was pretty hyped up, and I met this fellow. His name's Tom McCormick. His brother is Matt McCormick, who's a singer-songwriter and in the music business down in Texas. And Matt was able to get me in touch with Charlie, and we worked it out, and it was a wonderful experience.
Did he hear your music and then decide to help you out, or was it just sight unseen? He came down to help you with whatever you were doing.
No, he heard the demos through Matt in Texas, and he emailed me and said, I heard you're trying to get in touch with me. And so we talked on the phone. He said, I really like your songs a lot. And that's, you know, he just kind of focused on that. He liked the songs. He's a song guy. He's a songwriter, you know. And so that was, of course, extremely humbling and awesome all at once to hear him say that. And, you know, I still didn't know if he was going to be able to play on the thing. He said he'd like to if we could work it out. And so we worked it out.
Well, let's hear another song. Is your next song off your new release?
The next song we're doing is How Did I Ever Get This Far? And yes, it is. Got a talent, sometimes to spare. You pick up a couple habits, sometimes I swear to God in holy heaven, how did I ever get this far? How did I ever? How did I ever get this far? I see the sun rise in my son's eyes every day. There wouldn't be no sunshine if, God forbid, he was ever swept away. Before my time and this world comes to pass, I must ask, how did I ever get this far? There were times I nearly lost it all, but the wind swept up and saved. Swept me up to the mountaintop. Spirit swept me up and it saved me. And when I die, stand me up at the gates of heaven. Up straight and say, Lord, how did I ever get
this far. I'm in your arms.
There's Matt Munhall performing live in Studio A. If you're just tuning in, he's got a CD release show coming up this Friday at the Lincoln Theater, and that'll be at 8 p.m. You've got a video now with your son, I believe. How old's your son?
He's 4.
And I saw you riding in the car on that. Can you tell us a little bit about that song?
That song is a songwriter song because it's about a friend of mine who went through terrible tragedy and losing their daughter, and, you know, their daughter was born with a lot of heart problems, and they endured a lot with that whole struggle. But the reality was that their daughter showed everybody how to be awesome by smiling and by, you know, being herself and having a personality, even though she was only, she passed away, I think, at 16 months old. And so I was trying to write a song called Heart of Man about maybe the good qualities of manhood or something, and that wasn't working out. And so I applied the idea to this little girl showing us the heart of man, and the song is basically me trying to connect, like I'm saying, 700 miles from the hospital. Like I'm imagining what it would be like to be in their shoes. And so it kind of comes in and out. My voice is sometimes them, and sometimes it's me, you know? So it's kind of a strange little song, but I really like that song, how it turned out.
You're playing as a duet today. I believe you're billed as the Matt Munhall Trio and Friends. Can you tell us who rounds out your band this Friday and maybe name a couple of your friends as well?
Absolutely. We're going to have two backup singers, Kay Harris and Wayne Woods. We're going to have my drummer's Jack Natilla. Brett Burleson's playing electric guitar. Tony Bernardi's playing pads, synth, organs, all the strings from the record, which were acoustic strings before, but he's done a phenomenal job charting those out. Bob Masters is going to be on trumpet, and we got Roger Hines on bass and Matt Page on bass. We're going to have a couple songs where there'll be two bass players at once, which is kind of fun. And what else were you asking me? So yeah, I think that's everybody who's playing. Am I missing anybody?
I think that's it.
And you actually mentioned your bass player today, Roger, who's joining you, and I couldn't help but notice kind of a Ray Charles influence on that last song, and Roger actually played with Ray Charles for a while. Can you maybe give us a highlight or two of the time you spent with Ray?
Highlight with Ray was one of my favorite things was recording with him. It's getting near the Christmas season. I recorded a Christmas CD or album with him that's one of my favorites. But one thing that he did was instill strength in you, I think, always as a player. One of his funniest things, he always said, you know, Raj, I want you to play strong so that I can play against you. He shared part of himself with you, and he was probably, you know, one of the most influential people I've played with. So, and that tune with Matt, he's a big fan of Ray, so we hooked up immediately on that tune.
Well, that tune came out of Roger playing with me, because first time we played together, we're musicians, and he's my elder, and I think both of us have been through a lot of things, and so I just kind of related to him, and I wanted to write a song like a Ray Charles ballad. I always had, so that's definitely
great tune.
And we can do a duo. This is kind of cool that we're doing a duo for the first time. I think we've ever done a straight up duo.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, and you said Ray Charles really was sharing musically with you. Is that just the way he was, or did you get lucky on that one?
I think when you got to the point of getting to record and get to see him on a one-to-one basis, he really shared much more. Yeah, we traveled with a big band on the road all the time. It was hard to spend quality time with him, but those recording sessions were a real great way to get to know him. And when he came in town, my mother would always cook up home-cooked food. I'd take it to him, so he became, you know, just like part of friend and family, both as far as, and my musical grandfather.
Well, Matt, if folks who can't make it to your show this Friday, where is the best place they could go, either online or at stores, to pick up your new CD?
You can't get the new CD. We're working on trying to figure that out.
Oh, okay.
In the next couple months. So we're just trying to figure that out, basically.
So, more to come on that, I suppose.
Yeah, more to come on that. I mean, we're releasing it in Columbus, and, you know, if you want, you can email me or something and hook up with me and get my CD. We can do it like that, but We're going to try to release the thing nationally.
Well, do you want to give your email out right now? Or
yeah, it's matt@mattmunhall.com. Just give me an email, and we'll work it out.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in this morning. What's the name of the last song you're going to play for us today?
This is I'm a Human.
Help love someone else more than myself. We come from a mother who we discover alone. Comes a brother saying love one another. Kind of strange how it all fits together. The earth and the sun, the sea, the weather. I've left a lot behind. Open my eyes, change my mind. Ever since the great leap forward, learning by looking backwards, so much has changed. And we've been climbing this mountain with the soul we were given, taking it day by day. Ooh. Yeah, we're taking it day by day. We're human. Sometimes we play with fire, but when we come together, we can reach a little higher. Rise from the ashes, no matter how our past is, our age, race, or class is. I've left a lot behind. Open my eyes, change my mind. Ever since the great leap forward, learning by looking backward. So much has changed. Oh, we'll keep climbing this mountain with the soul we were given. We're taking it day by day. A billion years went by in the flash of an eye. Fountain of life at the beginning of time. Could the masterpiece be you and me? Is the greater art greater mystery? Ever since the great leap forward, learning by looking backwards, so much has changed. Taking it day.